Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino. Very pleased to be sitting with an old friend. Elizabeth Falk is here. She is a director and a nice person. So I've known Elizabeth for quite a while through her husband, Martin Picu, who has been a guest on the show many times, conductor. And Elizabeth is here to celebrate the birthday and the recent passing of Anthony Dominic Benedito. Some of you know him as Tony Bennett. And Tony Bennett was a great, great singer. And Elizabeth has some great stories that she's going to relate to us. First off, welcome to the show, Elizabeth. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, Mike.
It's always great to have you with us, and I know that you have spent a lot of time in New York as a director, off-Broadway, and shows around the world. One of the famous people we have here in New England, we're lucky to have. So I'm glad you could be with us today to celebrate Tony Bennett. Let's start with you. You started out in show business at a relatively young age, right?
Seven,
that's pretty young.
I was a local actor in my hometown of Blytheville, Arkansas, and I guess I was the kid who was in every play the school ever did, right through senior play.
There you go. Arkansas. You don't sound like you're from Arkansas. I guess you've lost that over the years.
Well, I've been away a long time.
So when did you leave Arkansas?
Actually, when I met my first husband, Lee Falk, he said, "How did you get here from Arkansas?" I said, "As fast as I could move." I came to New York at age 18, and I've been there since.
18. Yeah. And you still have a residence in New York.
Yes.
Also one in Stonington, Connecticut.
Right.
And other places in the world that we don't want people to find you.
No, those are my only homes. But we do travel a lot.
Yeah, a lot of traveling between you and Martin, which is great. And when you got to New York at age 18, what was your first... were you on stage as an actor, or did you start directing?
No, I was an actor, singer, dancer called A Triple Threat. I was supposed to be in a show by Johnny Mercer, and I was actually cast in that show in Memphis and brought to New York by Johnny Mercer. Unfortunately, he had a stroke before all the money got raised, and all the money fell away. And Johnny survived, but he didn't work much after that. So that was aborted, my Broadway debut. My second Broadway debut would have been in 2020, a play I wrote called Hamlet on Trial, which I would also direct. And it got caught in the COVID chute, and it's still stuck there.
Well, maybe it is. It's never too late. Maybe it's time for it to come back. But you've done a lot of directing of shows off-Broadway and so forth in New York. Is that what you did for all those years in between?
I actually veered off to the next least stable profession, which was the beauty field. I was a marketing executive and creative executive at Revlon and Cheesebro Ponds, Almay.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that about you. We've had dinner together. I've been to your house. You've been to my house. I never knew that. Well... See, a hidden secret. That's the things you find out here on Conducting Conversations. So in the beauty field, which makes great sense because you're very beautiful.
Well,
so
thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about Tony Bennett. And the reason we're doing this program is because most of our listeners know, obviously, that he recently passed away. He died on July 21st. He was born August 3rd. In 1926, which is August 3rd, is the same birth date as my son, who just turned 44. So Tony Bennett and my son had this thing. See, together, they were the same birthday. But Tony Bennett started his career in Queens, New York, and grew up in New York and did a lot of odds and ends jobs before he made it big. So why are you here to talk about Tony Bennett?
Well, I had the pleasure of working with him, and I'll just say August 3rd is the day I arrived in New York in 1961.
Wow.
So, yes.
That's an important date.
It's a big date for me, certainly. I got to be a member of the Players, which is the oldest theatrical club in the Americas, and I was the first woman to ever produce an event, and that event was about the unveiling of the painting of Helen Hayes, the First Lady of American Theater. So I got to go out to her house and talk to her about what she wanted in the show. And I knew she loved opera, so I said, "What is your favorite opera?" And she said, "Carmen." I said, "Oh, that's easy," because my best friend was one of the great Carmens of my generation, Netta Kazay. And then I said, "Who is your favorite pop singer?" And she said, "Could I have Tony Bennett?" And her eyes twinkled like an infatuated teen. So I was thinking, how will I get in touch with Tony Bennett? I knew another member of the Players, Everett Raymond Kunstler, who's called Ray, and he was actually teaching Tony painting. So I called Ray and said, "Could you please call Tony Bennett for me?" And I told him what it was about. And he said, "Well, I really am very busy, Elizabeth. I've got a show, a gallery opening in 2 days, and I'm working like 24 hours. Here's his phone number." So I wrote down the phone number, and I expected, you know, a phalanx of door dragons and guardians. I called this phone number, and a man answered, and I said, "May I speak with Tony Bennett, please?" He said, "This is Tony. What's up?"
So, as simple as that, right?
Yeah, so my whole prepared speech just kind of fell on the floor. And I said, "Are you aware you are the favorite singer of Helen Hayes?" And he said, "Helen Hayes, the actress? Oh, my God, I love her." And he said, when is this happening? And I told him the day, and he said, "Oh, no, I'm leaving the next day early for London for a tour. Let me get back to you." He called back in about an hour. He said, "I have to do it. I really would love to do it. So I'll figure out how to make that work."
Wow.
So that's the Helen Hayes thing. She asked for two. I told her, "I have Tony Bennett for you." And she told me her two favorites of his were Young and Warm and Wonderful. And the other one was Smile.
Well, why don't we listen to Smile right now?
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. if you just smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
There you have Smile, of course, written by the famous Charlie Chaplin. And Elizabeth, there's more to the story about the Helen Hayes situation.
Well, yes. He had an accompanist. It wasn't Ralph Sharon. It was another accompanist whose name I've lost. But the accompanist called me and told me I have to leave at 9:30 that night because I have a recording session. And that is credible because recording studios in New York do run 24/7. So I thought, that's no problem. But, of course, during the evening, everything was running late. The dinner service ran late.
Of course.
Of course. So the accompanist came to me and said, look, I have to go by 9:30, like I told you. And I had to go over to Tony Bennett, who I had just met, and say, I'm really sorry, Mr. Bennett. He said, oh, call me Tony. Okay, Tony, I'm really sorry, but you're not going to be the last number, which right before Helen Hayes speaks, the star slot. You're going to go up first. And I really expected a hissy fit from a big star. And he just shrugged and said, okay.
Oh, isn't that great? Yeah. Because they aren't all like that. But Tony Bennett was. So that's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the night went off very successfully, and I was very fortunate because you brought in a picture, which I wish the radio audience could see, of Helen Hayes and Tony Bennett and I think there's four or five other
Jose major, Ferrer,
Jose Ferrer,
Douglas Fairbanks Jr.
All there in the picture with you. It's amazing. So It's great remembrances, and I'm sure our audience remembers a lot of those names. So the Tony Bennett story for you was, that's how you met Tony Bennett.
Mm-hmm. And we went on to be friends. Ray Kunstler put him up as a member of the Players, and I had the privilege of seconding him. So he did become a member, and he was there pretty frequently, considering his schedule. At the end of that Helen Hayes evening, Jose Ferrer, the president of the club, announced, let's all go down to the bar and have a drink. And Tony came over to me, said, is it okay if I go down? He was very self-effacing. I really think he was kind of shy.
Hmm.
So anyway, I said, absolutely, come on down. You're my guest. So that worked very nicely.
There you go. So it's nice to find out that a big star like Tony Bennett is so personable and not so full of himself that he can't share. So that's great. We have a lot of Tony Bennett music we're going to listen to tonight. This next song is Stranger in Paradise. And how did that come on your list of songs you wanted to hear tonight?
Well, it was one of my favorites when I was a teenager. And it's based on the Kismet. It's taken from the musical Kismet. I later learned that Kismet was to open during a New York newspaper strike. So they asked Tony Bennett to record the lead song, Stranger in Paradise, just to get some publicity. And it actually helped. They opened to full houses, which was very hard to do. And that was in 1953. But that was one of my favorites. And I, at the time, I was working at my dad's radio station, WFUL, in Fulton, Kentucky. Somebody wrote a big A in front of that FUL, which we had to erase. anyway, that's one of my favorites.
Well, there we go. All right, let's listen to Stranger in Paradise, and we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Tony Bennett story.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare, somewhere in space I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
Elizabeth Falk is my guest, and we're remembering the great Tony Bennett, who passed away just a month or so ago, and was would have celebrated his birthday on August 3rd. He was born in 1926 and died on July 21st, making him 96 years old, and quite a character. I had the privilege of seeing him when he was about 90, I think, right around there, and had seen him many years earlier. But the last time I saw him was about when he was 90. He was still performing great. Great style, great presence. And Elizabeth Falk is here, and we're talking about her remembrances of him, where she worked with him, met him, seconded him to get into the Players Club in New York. So a lot of personal history there. And you have one other Kismet story, right?
Right. Well, you have been to my home in Stonington. I don't know if you realize it's named Kismet, because Martin and I both love the show. We both wanted to direct it and conduct it for years. Hmm. It's still on our bucket list. But our house there is called Kismet, which, of course, means fate.
Right. All right. Well, that's another little tie-in to the Tony Bennett story. This this next song, Because of You, is on your remembrance list.
Mm-hmm. I loved it when I was a girl. Still love it.
All right. Let's go to Because of You.
Of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say are mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise. Like this, because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
Because of You, which was actually Tony Bennett's first big hit under that name. He actually recorded songs under another name in the 1940s, the last name Barry, B-A-R-I. But this was his big hit in 1951. And from there went on to lots and lots of others. He actually had 20, I believe, Grammy Award-winning songs. That's an amazing career. So from Because of You, we're going to go to I Want to Be Around. We're going to go to Rags to Riches. Rags to Riches. And tell us, is this another one of your favorites?
Yes. And also, I love the fact that Tony Bennett was actually very modest. One night in the Players Grill, we were having dinner with him, my husband Lee Falk and I, and Marion Seldes came over, and I don't know if your listeners are aware of her. She was a stage actress and very, very mannered, over the top, and I just loved her. We were very good friends. But she was all over Tony Bennett saying, "Oh, you are the greatest. You break my heart." And he said, "Well, I'm just a saloon singer who got some lucky breaks." This is a guy who sold 50 million records.
Right, right. And Frank Sinatra's favorite singer, according to an interview he did one time.
I read that.
Yeah, so amazing talent. And so let's go to Rags to Riches, and listen to that. This is recorded first in 1953, but the recordings that we're listening to are all from an album that was put together in 1986 called His Most Requested Songs, and this is one of them. We'll listen to this and take a short break, and we'll be back with much more of Tony Bennett.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. That I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
celebrating the life of Tony Bennett is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and I'm very pleased to be sitting with Elizabeth Falk, who knew Tony Bennett, appeared with him several times and worked with him. So it's interesting to be able to meet someone that had that close relationship. I've had the good fortune in my career of meeting a lot of good stars and big stars and so forth, but Tony Bennett was not one that I ever got to sing with, and I would have that would have been a dream, but a lot of others over the years, but not Tony. So Anthony Dominic Benedito is Tony's original name, started off born in Queens, New York, and did a lot of odd jobs when he was, he left school, I think when he was like 16, to help support his family and did all kinds of things. Started singing under the name Barry, in the city, and actually made an appearance when he was very young with the famous New York City Mayor LaGuardia, who patted him on the back and said, "Nice job, kid." And I guess that was the fortune of what was about to become. I want to go back, Elizabeth, throw you off a little bit here and talk a little bit about your early days at WFUL, that's it.
Right, in Fulton, Kentucky.
Fulton, Kentucky. That's where the FUL came from. Uh-huh. Okay. Right. And, Kentucky. I thought it was Arkansas.
Actually, there's a Fulton, Tennessee, and a Fulton, Kentucky on either side of a river, but the station was on the Kentucky side.
Okay. And what did you do there? Were you on the air?
I was on the air. I had the first, probably only classical music show in the South that I ever heard of in that period. I'm talking about the 1950s. And I went into the library and I found all these wonderful 33 and a third vinyls with their jackets and all the program copy. So I didn't know anything about classical music at that point in my life, but I learned it and read the copy on the back of the albums. And I did kind of what you do with music, just present it and give a little background. And this show ran at 10 o'clock at night, and maybe I had 100 listeners. I never knew if I even had that many.
You didn't have the Arbitron late ratings back in those days. But that's a great story. It's a great start, and so you were able to just read the jacket. See, my problem when I started in classical music is I couldn't pronounce any of the names. all of the German and French and Russian names that would come up, and I'd always stumble on them. So congratulations for you for doing that. So that was the early days at WFUL, and I love the story you told about somebody put an A in front of it. But anyway, let's get back to Tony Bennett and talk a little bit more about his life. Another song that that you have on your list of favorite memories is "I Want to Be Around to Pick Up the Pieces." Mm-hmm. What caused you to put that one on the list?
It's just a very sassy idea of a man who's been jilted, but he's predicting that the woman who did that to him is going to be jilted eventually, and he wants to be there to see that. It's kind of sassy and retributionary, but I think it's fun.
There you go. All right, let's listen.
I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me, who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet, as I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you, like you broke mine.
I want to be around to pick up the pieces. I loved your description of that, Elizabeth, and a lot of his music. You just feel the passion and what a great storyteller he was with the lyric of the song. He always treated the lyric perfectly, and you knew exactly the mood. It didn't always do things exactly the same. I heard an album where he sang hits of Frank Sinatra, and they were very different from what Sinatra did, but you knew exactly how Tony Bennett felt about whatever song it was, whether it was My Way or some of the other songs that he put on that album. Other people made them famous, but he had his own interpretation, and I think that's very important. As you know, as a director. You want people to be able to interpret things. You have another story. Tell us about this next phase.
Well, in the 90s, I was directing an opera in Philadelphia, and my husband, Lee Falk, and I went to Bookbinders, which is a very famous old restaurant in Philadelphia, and across the room was Tony Bennett sitting with two people who turned out to be just flown in from Paris and on jet lag. But Tony got up and walked over to us and greeted us as we were taking our seats and then went back to his table. At the end of his dinner, he came back over to us and he said, my friends are jet lagged. They just flew in today. He said, I'd like to have a cup of coffee. May I join you? And of course, we were very happy for that. And he had a cup of coffee, and then he was sketching all the time he was sitting there. He was just doing a little sketch. And then he got up and said goodbye, and he tore off the sketch, and he handed it, and it was a pen and ink drawing of Lee Falk, and it was signed A. Benedetto, and I still have that drawing.
Wow.
When it came time to get the bill, the maitre d' said, your bill is settled. Mr. Bennett took care of it. And he handed us the back of an envelope, and it was Tony had written, "You two are the coolest. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you. Thanks."
what a great story! So you actually have one of his drawings.
I do.
That's you know, what he did later in life, became very famous for his paintings. Actually, went to school for painting in New York, and a lot of people don't realize that he was trained in both painting and singing in school, in his in his early career. So that's a very cool thing. We're going to go to a song that just about everybody thinks of when they think of Tony Bennett, and we'll talk about it after you guess which song this is.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue, and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun will shine for me.
I wish we could tell how many people in the audience guessed that that was going to be the song that we were going to play. Probably his most famous, I would think. And a lot of people, when they think of Tony Bennett, that's the song they think of.
And do you realize that was originally the B-side of a 45 RPM? The A-side was Once Upon a Time.
Huh. Once Upon a Time was supposed to be the big hit, and it turned out to be the other way around.
Exactly. And I have another nice story. This is not my story, but a couple of days ago I was talking to an old classmate from Blytheville, Arkansas High School, Kemp Wissenhunt, and he told me that he was at the Vapors in Hot Springs, Arkansas. That's a very famous nightclub at that time. And Tony Bennett was singing there. And so prior to the formal debut of Fairmont Hotel, Nob Hill in San Francisco, he said, "I've got a new song and I want to try it out here," before the formal debut. And he sang San Francisco. So that was literally the debut of that song in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Who would have guessed, right? Hot Springs, Arkansas was the debut for I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And it was a B song. But lots of times, I guess, in history that's happened where the B-side has come out on top. You know, I mentioned earlier that Frank Sinatra had a comment about him. I'd like to read the actual quote that Sinatra made. This was in a 1965 Life magazine interview. Sinatra said, "For my money, Tony Bennett is the best singer in the business. He excites me when I watch him. He moves me. He's the singer who gets across what the composer had in mind and probably a little more." So I think that's an amazing tribute to an amazing man. And you have a situation where you were sitting with right near Jose Ferrer, right?
Well, I was sitting next to Jose Ferrer. This was at the evening honoring Helen Hayes. And the player stage is 20 feet wide. So we were literally about 10 feet away from him sitting in the side wing. And we watching him in profile, and Jose put his hand on mine, and he leaned over, and he said, "It's like looking at the Sistine ceiling."
There you go. A couple of great quotes about a great man. Elizabeth, I want to thank you so much for coming in tonight, sharing your stories. Amazing. It's just one of those things where you talk to someone who has met a legend like Tony Bennett, and he just brings back all the memories of times I've listened to his music and so forth. Thanks for doing it. It's a pleasure to see you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We're going to go out with one or two more tunes that made Tony Bennett famous. The first one, "For Once in My Life," and then we'll go out with "Who Can I Turn To?" Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you. Would make my dream come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone, can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn away? With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.